Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is Hustle and Pro with Kelly Walker. Join Kelly as she talks sports with players, coaches, organizers, and entrepreneurs from Pee Wee League to Pro. Now here's your host, Kelly Walker.
On today's episode of Hustle and Pro, we are talking with Preston Beck of the Frisco Rough Riders. Preston plays right field for the Rough Riders and is a local. He's born and raised here in the Dallas area. Of course, we'll find out about his sports journey, but first, let's knock out a couple of these quick hits. Are you ready, Preston?
Yes, ma'am.
Who's your all-time favorite athlete?
Ken Griffey Jr.
Who's your all-time favorite team?
Miami Hurricanes football.
Wow, was not expecting that one. Your favorite sport to play and watch. I always ask people that. So you're a professional baseball player. So is your favorite sport to play baseball?
Yes.
What about your favorite sport to watch?
Football.
Football. What is the farthest you've ever traveled to either play sports yourself or to watch sports?
I played in Puerto Rico when I was 12 for a World Series down there.
Played baseball?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. When did you start playing baseball?
I think around when I was 7 or 8, maybe 6.
Little League baseball. Were you playing other sports? You've always been a baseball guy, or were you multi-sport?
I was soccer, football, basketball. I did everything. And then the older I got, it was either soccer or baseball until I was about 12, mm-hmm. And then I just went with baseball after that.
Was that like middle school was your breaking point where you decided to steer and focus on baseball?
Yeah.
Or high school?
Yeah, just because select sports in Dallas is costly, and the traveling of the seasons overlapped, and then I think my dad made that decision for me that I should probably stick with baseball.
Pick one, and it was baseball. So at what point do you think playing baseball as a profession was a realistic part of your life and your plan?
I'd say after high school, I seemed to develop as a baseball player towards the end of my senior year and going into my freshman year, and started getting some looks from some scouts. And then once I got to college, I started taking off, doing well. And then it was probably about my freshman year of college I knew I was going to play professional baseball.
So was it something that your family, you guys sat around when you're like 12 and you said, okay, we're going to make this happen, you're going to be a pro baseball player? Was that never like a goal?
It wasn't really a goal. I don't, you know, growing up, I wasn't that good, or I was good, but I was never the best on the team, so I don't think my family and I thought that. I mean, it was first in high school, it was try to get to college with baseball, and once I made that, then it kind of, the opportunity presented itself where I might be able to play professionally after that.
That's awesome. Kind of like each gate you got to. You made the high school team, did well, and then your next goal was to play in college. Like, you never just assumed you were going to end up playing pro.
Yeah.
Some people, I think, do. Some people, I think, that they set out to do it, jump ahead a little bit. So you were born and raised in Dallas, right?
Yep.
You went to Bishop Lynch for high school and then played for UT Arlington?
Yep, I stayed in the area.
So that's kind of my question. And now you've been here in Frisco with the Rough Riders for several years. So you've always been kind of here and around Texas. So if you had to do over again, would you change that up? And would you have moved and gotten to see more parts of the country playing? Or do you like that you've been in Texas, all Texas, the whole time?
I don't think I would change anything. The goal of going to UTA, I had offers to go to other places, but the goal to UTA was, I mean, it was a good school, first of all, and I knew the baseball program I was going to be able to play immediately. And whatever they promised me out of high school, I mean, it happened. So, I mean, a lot of guys aren't fortunate like that to be able to go into a college program and play immediately and get exposure. And playing here, I mean, in Frisco has been awesome. My family's been able to come to the games. Mm-hmm. And if I wasn't here the last several years, I was in Round Rock, and my family's been able to drive down there and see games.
So less of an adjustment for you since you've been able to stay around home this whole time, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, I guess an adjustment just culturally in different parts of the country. You didn't have to go through any of those hurdles that some of the other players might have.
I liked whenever I was in Spokane, I liked it out there. And then the next 2 years, I was in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. So even when I wasn't here, I enjoyed it a lot. My family was able. My dad works for Southwest Airlines, so he's able to fly out and see me a bunch. So
that works.
Yep.
Myrtle Beach isn't the worst place to be playing.
It was awesome.
Yeah. So let's talk about some playing things here. So you bat as a lefty and throw right-handed, right?
Yep.
When did that happen, and why do you do that?
I think my brother did it, so I think I just playing in the backyard, I think I naturally just copied my brother, just hit left-handed like he did, and because he does stuff even more odd than me. He throws right-handed, hits left-handed, but he writes left-handed.
Oh, so maybe he hit left-handed naturally.
Yeah, but he just, I don't know why he threw right-handed.
I didn't know if it was a strategic thing as you got older that you knew, you know, left-handed. It's...
No, I just think just goofing off in the backyard, I just probably just ended up copying my brother.
Can you hit right-handed?
Not at all.
Not at all. And you...
Not even.
So you're right-hand dominant in everything except hitting.
Yep.
Just hit left-handed.
I kick left-footed.
Oh,
I'm a soccer player.
Okay.
And I guess, yeah, we're throwing right-handed. But yeah,
that's interesting that you're left-footed.
Yeah, I can't throw a ball left-handed 5 yards.
Yeah, just doesn't feel right.
No, doesn't work.
Okay, so then what about? So you're an outfielder. So mostly, are you in right field?
This year, yes.
Yeah, but then I also see you sometimes at first.
Last year, I was predominantly a first baseman.
Okay, what do you like better?
Kind of. Sometimes it's nice to be in the outfield. You can kind of relax. You're into the game, you're concentrated, but it's relaxing. It's less fast, or mm-hmm. it's a lot quicker in the infield. But sometimes you need that first base, where like you're always in tune with the game and your mind's keeping up with the game, and you don't have time to sit on outfield and think about at bats and getting out and stuff. But it just kind of comes and goes. Sometimes it's real nice to play first. Sometimes it's real nice to play outfield.
Yeah. So if it was up to you, it's not, right? But if it was up to you and they said go wherever you want, it would change all the time. You're not like you have to be an outfield or you love first one way or the other.
Yeah. Sometimes first base is nice just because it's a closer run back to the dugout. Right field, I mean, you run out there 9 times there and back through one of those day games where it's 95 and humid. I mean, that's a workout and
it tires you out. Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're the farthest away from your dugout, right? When you're home. Do you have any superstitions or routines that you do for batting or pregame?
I have a million superstitions. If they're working, I'll keep them going. And if they're not working, I'll let them go. I mean, I change all the time. BP bat, what socks I wear, what shoes I wear. I was real superstitious this last road trip. I was wearing a certain cleats. Whenever I wore those, I think I got 2 hits every game I wore them. And mm-hmm. then the 2 times I didn't wear them, I didn't get a hit.
So it was the shoes.
It was completely the shoes.
It's the shoes until it's not the shoes.
Yeah, it wasn't my swing's fault. It was just the shoes.
Right. But, So yeah. I asked because I was wondering. So I was looking at some of your stats. So like home runs, for example, your highest was 13 in last year, right? I guess?
Mm-hmm.
2018 year. You had 442 at-bats. And then in... 4 years before that, you had 11 home runs, 436 at-bats. So this year, you're at 7 already with 228 at-bats. So all that, I'm just saying, like, you're on pace this year to have a really good home run year. So do you have superstitions, or how closely do you watch stats? Like, does it freak you out that I even just said all that out loud? Like, where's your mind in those kinds of things?
Well, as of this moment, I haven't hit a home run in a while. The month of April, I think I hit 6 home runs. I've only hit 1 since April. And when in April they were coming really easily, I was like, man, I might hit 25 this year. But baseball always has this way of working itself out where it'll get hard for a little bit where you won't be able to do something like hit home runs, and then you gotta figure it out each and every day to get back on track.
And then something changes, something clicks. Yep. And changes. I think I saw 2 of them. I think I was here for 2 of your early season home runs. when you talk about how it can be tough, like you said, you were hot and hitting them early, and now maybe you're not right now. Is that one of the, like, what's one of the hardest things that you struggle with as a professional baseball player?
I think it's, well, as a hitter, a lot of hitters are real big on feel, like how they feel, like they remember how their swing worked when they were going well, but throughout the course of the year, like your body either fatigues or just something changes where you're either trying to chase that feel at the plate where you're feeling real good and you thought it felt exactly like this. So you eventually just got to, comes down to, you just got to find what's working at that point.
But I can see how that's frustrating.
Oh yeah, it's real.
It's not as easy as it sounds.
Oh yeah, it's, I mean, just playing every day, I mean, your body just gets fatigued. Your bat slows down, so eventually you might just have to shorten up. You do a little bit something different just to be able to get the ball, just to move it forward.
Mm-hmm. So you're coming up mid-season break. What do you do on the break then to relieve the fatigue and just sort of reset yourself from playing every day? Or do you keep playing every day?
No, no way. I'm not even going to think about baseball those 3 days. I'm going to go fish with my brother. I like to go fishing a lot. I think the last off day I went fishing, I think just about every off day I've had this season, I've gone fishing.
Is this an older brother?
Yes, older brother.
Okay. So you guys go fish and hang out, and you just sort of relax?
Yeah.
Take it easy.
Just fish all day, and then spend one day where I won't move from the couch. Might go eat Torchy's tacos or something. And then just, yeah, just have zero plans and...
Yeah.
Relax.
Because you need those days. So you guys, I mean, obviously when you have a homestand, it's straight through. I mean, it's nonstop, right? Mm-hmm. You're here every day. And then when you're on the road, you're not obviously getting a break. You're on the road working. I mean, are there many days off throughout the season besides the midseason break?
Not all. I think we've only had 4 or 5 since the 1st of April.
Wow. It's grueling.
Yeah, it's grueling. It's just, I mean, eventually you just got to take advantage of those off days and just... forget about baseball, just because if you wear yourself out about your swing mechanics, stuff like that, then it just always wears on you.
Yeah, probably as much of a mental break as physical too then, right?
Yeah, much more mental than physical.
Well, thanks Preston for taking the time. I know you're in the middle of batting practice right now, so for taking the time to sit with us and get to know you a little bit better. Good luck.
Thank you for having me.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.